I want to be clear that Woodfibre LNG does not provide funding to Squamish Forward, Squamish Voices, or any political or partisan organization. Elected officials contribute their personal time and energy for the good of the community they serve, and we see the recent and disturbing trend of shadowy online smear campaigns, patently false allegations, and cancel culture as a form of bullying that undermines the democratic process. Woodfibre LNG is not involved in any of this, and will not support this type of activity at any point in the future. Before I joined Woodfibre LNG in November 2021, the company had provided some minor startup in-kind support for Squamish Forward as a grassroots effort intended to advocate for post-COVID economic recovery. I terminated that support, recognizing that the organization had shifted to become more partisan. Over the last year, Woodfibre LNG has updated the criteria, policies, and processes for sponsorship and donations funding. We have established a new internal committee that reviews funding requests and recommends sponsorship and donations funding to me for approval. I personally sign off on all expenditures, and am pleased that in 2022 WLNG was able to support 41 organizations, providing $110,000 to Squamish-based community organizations, with recipients announced publicly. Woodfibre LNG will be part of the community for decades to come, will be Squamish's largest employer once operating, and will contribute meaningfully to community initiatives over the life of the project. The company shares the vision of many of those running for council as it relates to climate change, reconciliation, and ensuring a higher standard of living for the people of Squamish. We appreciate all those prepared to participate in the democratic process and serve the public good as a member of council, and we look forward to working with the new council once elected. Neither Mayor Karen Elliott nor other members of council deserve the false, inflammatory allegations of fringe groups trolling on the internet to advance a political agenda. If there is indeed any big money behind these whisper and online bullying efforts, I can attest that none of it comes from Woodfibre LNG. I enjoyed working with Mayor Elliott and wish her all the best in her career after politics. Christine Kennedy, President, Woodfibre LNG.